I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But a lot more than that happened over the weekend, so we wrap it all up in one segment we call The Five.
Now, it's time for The Five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on The Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
All right, it's that time of year as you start to fill out your brackets. Do you let matchups determine your Final Four, your national champion? Or do you have a particular team in mind that you know you're going to take all the way? How do you fill it out?
I go by Keller's and then all the Catholic schools.
And animals.
Yes.
Which animals would beat which animals?
I do that Mr. Rooney bracket, that Dan Rooney bracket. St. Joe's, Notre Dame, Villanova. Yeah.
Marquette.
Yeah. Xavier. I push all the Catholic schools through. God rest his soul. But no. Sister Jean bracket.
Yeah.
Loyola.
That's right. Sister Jean.
You know what mine is? Look, I already did.
No.
Duke. And then that's it.
You know what I found?
Everything else doesn't matter.
Through the years, if I think about it, it's worse. If I just rip through it real fast, that ends up being my best one. You agree with that, Producer Matt?
When you start looking at, which 12's going to beat a 5?
Uh-huh.
No, that's when you screw yourself.
Just go with your gut.
Yep.
How about the Yale LSU matchup? Is that the craziest matchup of schools involved in scandals or what? Anyway, continue.
All right. We've seen surprisingly a lot of power from these Buccos in spring training. We've also had a fair share of errors with the gloves, especially in the infield. How much of these trends are an indication of what's to come this year?
A lot. I thought Gonzalez was going to be better. Yeah. I know it's just spring training.
They've got an
issue
with
shortstop. I can't see him hitting 200. They need to just get Gung and Moran on the field at the same time. Push Gung the shortstop. I know it's late in spring training to do this. Push Gung the shortstop, play Moran at third base, and roll that out and have Gonzalez as your late-inning defensive replacement.
That's
my plan.
That's probably the best possible outcome at this point because there's just not enough glove nor offense from anybody who's currently penciled in at shortstop, whether it's Gonzalez, Newman, or anybody else. It's just not going to work.
Might have been okay to offer Mercer a serviceable one-year contract. I mean, seriously.
Hell of an idea.
I don't know, but they're in trouble a little bit at short, I think.
Number three.
Okay, according to our friend Jason Mackey, in Sidney Crosby's 70 games this season, he's failed to score a point only 19 times, and they've lost 16 of those games. Does Crosby have any chance of winning the Hart Trophy concerning how he's elevated his game this year, and should we care?
I don't know. It tells me that he's the most valuable person to his team in the National Hockey League.
Yes, and that's exactly what the point of the trophy should be. It shouldn't just be the guy who scored the most points. And if the Penguins would be nowhere, they would be right there with like the Montreal Canadiens or maybe even the Flyers without Sidney Crosby. They'd be killing themselves, breaking their backs to try and get into the playoffs.
That is just an incredible stat. So that is the realization of they go as he goes.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that is emblematic of that. When people say that phrase, that's really true right there.
16 out of the 19 times that he hasn't scored, they've lost.
So, yes, he should be a part of the Hart conversation, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
All right, in case you missed it over the weekend, the Pens came out completely flat against the Blues on Saturday. They got rolled 5-1. Geno got hurt. And then last night against the hated Flyers, end up losing in OT after having a 1-0 lead most of the third period. What was your main takeaway from the Penguins weekend?
They came out flat on Saturday because everybody was looking at those pants Geno's lady had on during that pregame ceremony. My gosh. Is she strikingly good-looking?
Good-looking woman.
And his little kid had his Jordans on. Did you see him?
Yes.
Man.
Nikita.
She is strikingly good-looking. I mean, it is fascinating.
Aside from that, you know what I take away from the weekend?
That's okay. Continue.
Aside from that, that they can lose a pair of games, granted one of them in overtime, they can lose a pair of games and still be in a good spot in regards to the playoffs. They need 8-9 points down the final 9 games here to really lock themselves in to to a playoff spot. So they're still in a decent spot. I don't panic after this weekend as much as it sucked that they lost too.
I'd like to see them split the Carolina games. You know, that's what they, for me, have to do.
At the very least, yes.
Continue.
Number one.
How exactly will Mark Barron be used in the Steelers defense, and is this defense already better than it was last season?
Talk to me after the draft in terms of how he'll be used, but, well, I think they're inching toward getting better.
Yes, they're slowly moving in a positive direction, if nothing else, because you got Nelson instead of Burns, and now Barron instead of Bostic. And I think that's what it is for now. Barron instead of Bostic, and he can play that dime linebacker spot that Morgan Burnett does not want to play, and you hope that they get someone young who can come up under Barron and sort of take over that role halfway through the season.
Could you imagine what would have happened in Bill Hillgrove's head if Barron Batch was still on this team and Mark Barron was playing defense?
That Steeler running with the football
Barron. Barron. It was like when Ben DiNucci was the quarterback at Pitt, and then Ben Roethlisberger was the quarterback.
He was good all year to just
so
say Ben.
Ben, on Saturday and Sunday, Ben in a shotgun. Sidecar right. Right, Jim?
Yes.
Yes.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.